down, heading out towards, probably heading to a support unit.
Okay.
Maybe,
what time are you heading back?
You know, 4 o'clock, sometime, if I leave there at 3:30, 4-ish, I'd be back here, sometime in the late afternoon today.
Okay, not a problem. I'll figure it out, if not today, maybe Wednesday. That would be Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, this Wednesday I'm kind of tied up, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Fair enough. We'll see you later. WB2ZSC, WB2KT. WB2IKT. What's up?
I just heard from Steve, so it looks like Wednesday the 26th is going to firm up. So I have everybody's email on my other computer, so I'll shoot that out, but that looks like that's where we're at.
Yeah. Okay, just put down what time you expect this to happen and where. I'm pretty sure it might be flying General 21.
Yeah, we'll probably shoot for 9:30 when I get up there. I'll locate. We'll just wait for something like that. But all right, cool. Catch you later on. Don't meet you. QG that moment.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, we'll see you then. WD2IKT, listening.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8B. This is the W2VF heater. Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Marconet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL reader. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Okay, good evening. I got Kila Delta 2, and that's about it. This is WY2M returning. Just to let you know, you have really strong audio, but it's very muffled at the same time. Hard to understand you. Strong audio, no doubt, but it's unintelligible.
WID, WY2M, good evening.
Good evening, Father.
You have a decent signal, a little bit of picket fencing, but I can read you. Audio's a little on the low side, but pretty good overall, no complaints.
Well, Yeah, you're coming in pretty good as well. But I'm pretty close, so.
Yeah, just leave a second there for repeater to reset when I release the PCD. Because if not, if I get long-winded, it'll time out.
Okay, sure thing. Shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, it's set up on a timer there, so every time you need the beep set. Yeah, no band conditions. I was tuning around Simplex, didn't get any band openings like morning. Yeah, you'll get them Trapo in the afternoon, summer. Morning too. Morning, I think more mornings than afternoons, but definitely get it in the afternoons as well. Summertime is good for that. That's why I put this radio back in the car.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have much of a choice. Or whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. An external antenna would do wonders. But yeah, that's a difficult install. I think the best bet for you is the lance mount.
Yeah, the lance mount would probably be the best. But still, then it's hard to radio in there anyway. More than antenna, pick it out.
Yeah, well, the radio, I think that radio does 25 watts, right? I think you have it set on either 5 or 10. That radio does 25, so that'd be sufficient to hit the local repeater.
Yeah, definitely. If I got a more heavy duty setup, I can get all of them with no issues.
Well, let me know if you want to try that glass mount. Brian told me he had a couple of them still in the box.
What's wrong? You never got around to using them, or did they, like, not fit right on the car?
I think the one he got was the tram glass-mounted one, 2-meter 440, but I think he went with the trunk lip mount, like something similar to the one I have. Because he has his small SUV, which is also kind of rounded, but he went with the trunk lip mount, that you can angle it.
I think the problem is if I were to do a trunk lip like that, my trunk is so low compared to the rest of the car, so it would be blocking it from a lot of angles.
Yeah, it would. I mean, the best place to put it is on the roof if you want to have the 360. But yeah, no, you would suffer, but you would do better than what you have now. So research the glass one, because there's no, I don't think there's any holes through the glass. I remember reading about it a while back, but I'm sure there's no holes. I think it's just a couple of go on the outside and then on the inside, and then the coax is on the inside. So I don't think it's like a permanent type situation. You could always dismantle it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that, because then maybe the car would start beeping or something.
WYT2M. Take a turn and give it over to KD2WYD.
Yeah, glass mounts are acidically coupled. And you are correct. And if you do a through-the-roof hole mount, if you do it correctly, they never leak.
Okay, that's nice to know.
Yeah, if you go through the roof mount, I think the best bet is everybody recommends the NMO mount. NMO for VHF, UHF. Yeah, I see those glass mounted ones every so often at the ham fest. It seems like it's a good way to go before doing like a permanent install, like on the roof. But yeah, anything would be better than what you have. So, but overall, not a bad signal considering. Over to ZSB.
I'm going to let you two schmooze. I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in on that. I've got 3 roof-mounted antennas on this vehicle. The only problem with it is when you go through a car wash, you got to unscrew them. And, I'm not that tall.
Oh, I see. Well, at least to me, that's not too much of an issue. I tend to wash my car in the driveway. I don't really take it to be a car wash or too often.
All right, very good. Thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Have yourself a good evening. WV2ZSE, WY2M. Yeah, I gotta find a way to get that signal out of the car, so you'll do much, much better. Gotta at least get it up to 10 watts, because I know that very thin coax is rated for 10 watts. So that, I suspect you might be at 5, but so then at least 10 watts might do a little bit better job.
I believe it is touch the pen right now, but I need to check the menu and it's kind of a mess to get in there. I'll do it stop. But yeah, I think it's OS. I hope it's out a little too.
Yeah, that's a strange radio with the menus. That's not your typical, it's not even like a Baofeng. Like the Baofeng, I'm so used to them with the menus, quite simple. Especially even the Quancheng. They all pretty much have that same layout. But that's any Seku. Brand is any set. That one's got a weird layout.
You gotta test out those new antennas as well. Project.
Yeah, you wanna go with dual band at least 440. If those glass mounted are usually 2 meter 440. I've seen them for TV. Same layout because I think Tram sells them and they have a lot of vehicles as well. Yeah, this repeater's got a May coverage and it's linked. But even as a standalone repeater, it had amazing coverage. I'm on the West Link, so good coverage of New York City and even a little bit of North Jersey.
I'm surprised that usually around these hills over here I don't have an issue, but I don't think I've had too much before.
Absolutely, you're holding your own. A little bit of noise, I think it's tension, but overall very readable. So it's a great repeater. And the fact that it's linked gives you island-wide coverage. It's hard to do, said, with all the hills on the north shore and constructions on the south. So yeah, it's a very good repeater system.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good one. Anyways, I'm gonna sign off now. Before I gotta go. KD2WID.
All right, sounds good. KD2WID 73 to you, WI2M.
Kilo Bellevue, Big Charlie, Quebec. Intercom check, please.
Yeah, Kid Delta 2 station, I hear you, 5x5, N2 TBH 1.
Yeah,
copy that, N2 TBH, thank you very much, appreciate your callback. KD2BCQ, and I'm clear.
Before you go, Kilo Delta 2 station, was that you before that you were muffled?
Affirmative on that, yeah, I was trying to think, and it didn't seem to work too well, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I could kind of tell it was the same voice. Much, much better. You were extremely muffled before. You may want to try to pop that mic open and see if you can maybe clear any type of insulation or whatever they have in there, because it works. Loud oil, but it's just extremely muffled.
Thank you for that. I appreciate the information. I'll see what I can do about that. And again, I do appreciate the comeback. This is KD2VQ 73.
All right, 7-3. Good luck with the mic. Was there another the November 2 station? You want to take a turn? Okay, nothing heard. WI2M listening.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the 2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, which meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to LIMARC members and to the amateur radio community in general. If at any time this net you have emergency traffic, you can break into it using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. Take check-ins in a specific order. You do not have to be a LIMARC member to check in. In fact, we encourage you to check in whether you are a LIMARC member or not. So we take the check-ins in the order, beginning with LIMARC office and board members, and then going to LIMARC committee chairs, and then signs KWNA, then the digital modes of OP Echo Link and the All-Star nodes. In addition, we try to break the K's and the W's down into the location where they're coming from, whether it's Glen Oaks, WDL, or Selden W2KPQ. Please wait until your specific group is called. Again, if you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. This time will take all check-ins from LIMARC office and board members, or LIMARC office and board members. Please sign in now.
W2KWC with traffic.
W2SY check.
WV2KWC with traffic and KC2FYJ and the other LIMARC office and board members.
KC2 traffic.
And KC2ZVT with traffic. One last call for LIMARC offices and board members. At this time, we'll take all LIMARC committee chairpersons. All LIMARC committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
This is N2RQ with traffic.
We have N2RQ with traffic and any other LIMARC committee chairpersons.
W2MIT.
And W2MIT. At this time, we'll take all K-calls signing into the Brooks repeater, W2VL K-call signed to Glen Oaks. Please see you now.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
Kilo Golf 2, Echo Delta.
So if RFK0GIO, K2HHU, and KG2ED. Any other K-call signing in to Glen Oaks? And KB2OIE, one last call for any K-call signing into Glen Oaks. At this time, we'll take all K-call signing into the Selden repeater. All K-call signing into Selden, be sign in now.
KCB.
KC1SAM.
KE2BXH.
We have K2VCV, KC1SAM, and KE2BXH. Any other K-call signing into the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take all W signing into the Selden repeater. All W call signing into Selden, please sign in now.
WB2CMF.
WS2N.
WB2BEZ.
We have WB2CMF, WS2N, and WB2BEZ. Any other new call sign, Selden? At this time, whichever you call signing into the Glen Oaks computer, or W call signing into Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
WA2RAS.
WI2S. WA2RAS and WI2M. Any other W call signing into the Glen Oaks repeater? At this time, we'll take all N calls signing in from any of the repeaters. All N calls, please sign in now.
NY2H.
N2ZUC.
N2ICD.
We have NY2H, N2ZUC, and N2ICD. Any other N calls?
KE2DFA, how's my radio running over there?
Okay, you're signing in net, so please just give me a call sign. Again, I think I have KC2CFA, is that correct?
No, it's KE2, D as in David, F as in Frank, A Alpha.
All right, KE2DFA. And again, you're signing into the Limelight Monday Night Infinite. So we have you signed in for tonight. Let's see. Any other call signs that begin with the letters A, A, B, A, C, etc.? At this time, do you have anyone signing in via Echolink?
KD2UDU, Newport Richie, Florida. Good evening, Rich.
Hi, we have KD2UDU for Wayne down in Florida. Good evening. And there was another call. There was another K call there that doubled.
This is a KD2DFA. I'm just curious. Are you doing tech nights yet, or like what events are going on?
Okay, it's a net, and all calls go through net control. It's a net every night on this frequency starting at 8:30. So if you have any questions, please stand by for the end of the net. This net followed by Lima Coffee Shop and then followed by Radio Line. But right now it's a net, and please stand by while we check the continuing lines. Any other calls signing in via Echolink?
KD2 Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
KD2 ESY.
All right, we have KD2 ARA and KD2 ESY. Anyone else signing in by Echolink?
W2 ROB.
W2ROB. Is there anyone signing in via RLP? Anyone signing in via the All-Star nodes? Anyone, any call sign that has not signed in already? Alright, again, just to repeat for any new stations, this is the LimeUp Monday Night Infinite InformationNet, which is for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the LimeUp club members as well as the amateur community in general. This net continues until we pass all traffic. It is then followed by the LimeUp Swap and Shop, and it is then followed by Radio Newsline. LimeUp members as well as non-LimeUp members are invited to participate in all of our nets. Okay, one last call for anyone, any check-in, any late check-in that has not checked in already. First station with traffic is Ken, WB2KJC. Ken, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, thank you, Richie. This Wednesday, June 19th, the third Wednesday of the month. So we will be having a computer net at 30 p.m. on this repeater. The computer net covers all things computer, desktops, laptops, and those systems that are in your phones, cars, and many other electronic devices. Love to hear from you. If you've got a question, something puzzling you, or an interesting piece of news, check in and let us know. If you cannot get to the computer net on the air, you can submit questions or comments to the net via email. Send the email to computernet@limark.org. Thank you, K2KNZ, WB2KWC.
Hi, Ken, thanks for that traffic, and this is K2KNB Limark Monday Night Infonet. The next station with traffic is Peter, KC2ZVT. Peter, go ahead with your traffic.
Thanks, Richie, and good evening to everyone on the net. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is the final planning meeting for Field Day. We would like to invite everyone to participate in this meeting. We have different credentials, so please email fieldday@limark.org and we'll send you the credentials. We are in need of help in loading and unloading our truck and setting up. So it would be imperative to take part to this meeting tomorrow night. Meeting will be at 7 p.m. Via Zoom. Back to net.
Hi, thank you, Peter. The next station with traffic is Lou N2RQ. Lou, go ahead with your traffic.
Good evening, everyone. Mine is a field reminder. We have a GOTA station, which is Get on the Air, and I'd like to hear from people who would like to operate. We have, or supervise as well. We have people on there who are unlicensed, or are youth operators, or may have not been active for the year since the last field day. Please contact me, n2rq@limark.org. That's n2rq@limark.org. I'd like to have a nice turnout for that project. So, thank you. Back to net control, n2rq.
All right, thank you, Lou, and I'll add to that. So we had a nice meeting on Thursday. We had, remember, change of our June meeting. And we did have a nice turnout, so thank you very much to those of you who did come down, and we need you to keep coming down to the meeting. And we have a very respectable attendance there, which justifies the use of the room. But we did have a good presentation by Rob Yenis, KC2ILP, about Field Day. The Field Day planning meeting, so much of the plans are really complete upon anything that we conclude tomorrow night. We will send out a reminder via email, probably on Wednesday or Thursday, just with a summary of things. Briefly, we'll be having Field Day at Siemens Neck Park, which is in Seaford, at the end of, I guess, Siemens Neck Road. It's a beautiful park. We have full access to the park. One of the nice things is that the bathrooms are left open for us at night, which makes for just a much easier time having to depend upon porta potty. The park actually closes, I believe, 11 o'clock. The gate is locked. We are given access to that lock. And so, therefore, when people show up after 11, we'll have the information as to what the procedure will be. Either you'll be called a telephone number or contacting us on Simplex. Just be prepared to have one form of communication or another. When you get to the gate, if we have a combination, we'll pass the combination number on to you. If not, someone will run down and open the lock for you. It's a beautiful site. We run 24 hours. We have lots of insomniacs who come down and work midnight to 4, 11 to 3, 7 o'clock in the morning, they're there. It's a lot of fun. We will be running 6 stations. Let me drop. We will have 2 advanced stations if you like to do voice. We'll have 2 CW stations. And often you have a problem getting a CW operator on that second station. So that second station will also be convertible into FT8, but specifically on one band. So if you're interested in FT8, instead of having to do CW, you'll be operating 10 meters on FT8. Again, it's a learning experience. We have 4 or 5 different transceivers down there. Most of them are fairly new. Things that you could buy either new or used, and again, it's an opportunity to use for them. In addition, it's an opportunity to see a wide variety of antennas, from improvised beam antennas. We don't use towers, we use ladders to get the beams on the air. A variety of wider antennas, vertical and horizontal. Lots of safety features, and we will provide food. Breakfast we keep on the simple side, bagels, cream cheese, butter, nothing too elaborate. Lunch on Saturday will be a form of cold cuts, heroes, roll, whatever. Dinner, Saturday night, still different, but very possibly a taco salad. And lunch on Sunday will be most likely pulled pork and frankfurters. So, we're working on these. We'd also take suggestions there, or if we have anybody who wants to cook, certainly would welcome that alternative. But preparing down there is a little bit on the difficult side, no open flames. We'll be using an electric charcoal grill, so that will be something interesting for you to all see anyway. As Peter mentioned, we need help setting up on Friday afternoon, picking things up for home in Rontoor, literally around the corner from Seaford. If you can help out on Friday, please contact Peter or contact fieldday@limeoff.org. And then, of course, set up in Saturday morning. It'll be set up on Friday afternoon also, by the way. If you're able to go on the field with the truck, we're going to try to set up as much as we can Friday evening. It'll be a lot easier for Saturday. But Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, setup begins. We get on the air by 2 p.m., 24 straight hours of contacting stations throughout North America for the purpose of exchanging information correctly between those stations. Field day ends 2 p.m. on Sunday. We're real good at closing down, probably about 2 hours, and we're out. Please, all the help that we can get, and please make every effort to get down there and get on the air. If you have too few people to do this, we need support from the club and all of you that are out there. You do have to be a lineman to participate. Please remember that we welcome everyone to come down and operate. Okay, just another quick reminder, July 20th at the Cradle of Aviation. Again, everyone's welcome to come down and operate at the Cradle of Aviation in celebration of the Apollo 11 moon flight, which took place on July 4th, which landed on July 20th, or got out onto the moon July 20th, 1969. So this is the 55th anniversary of that event. Okay, I guess, are there any late check-ins, any call signs? Okay, then let me summarize. traffic this evening, KWB2KWC, reminded everyone that this Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month, there is the Limewalk starting at 8:30 right here on W2VL 146850. Everyone is invited. Do not have to be a Limewalk member. Some great questions, some great aid. Lots of people listen, and very often you'll get an email from someone saying, hey, I was listening, and hopefully here's the solution. So lots of good information is passed on at that time. Again, that's this Wednesday at 8:30 right here on W2VL. Peter, KC2ZBT, our field day supervisor, reminded everyone that tomorrow night we will have a Zoom meeting. It will be the final Zoom meeting prior to field day. We welcome all women. It's a Zoom meeting. It's not the regular Limewalk crew, so therefore you need to email fieldday@limewalk.org. Again, fieldday@limewalk.org, and Peter will send you the credentials for the meeting at 7 p.m. Blue URQ wanted to remind you of a very important station called the GOTA station. Get on the air. If you have not been on the air for a year yet, or if you have youngsters, and please feel free to bring your children down, the grandchildren, get them on the air. We have a special Limewalk coloring book. The opportunity to come down and be around the station and help youngsters get on the air, or again, people that have not been on the air for a year, that would be greatly appreciated. If you can help out, please email rq@limewalk.org. We need help setting up the truck, loading the truck on Tuesday, probably around perhaps 3 o'clock, but contact Peter, fieldday@limewalk.org, if you're able to help out in loading the truck. And being Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, to help set up, put up the towers, put up the antennas, get a good feel for what we do, tent up, get the equipment in the tents, be on the air by 2 p.m., and be off the air by 2 p.m. on Sunday. Again, we'll send out a reminder with... In case you get there before then, we'll come down and open the gate, or if it's a combination, we'll pay a combination on to you. We do hope that we'll see all of you on field day. Again, you don't have to be a Limewalk member. Everyone is welcome to come down and experience it. You're welcome to other clubs and individuals throughout North America. It's a practice for a real emergency, the main purpose being to exchange correct information. In an emergency, you don't want to be playing a game of telephone where the message at the beginning is very different than the message at the end. It could be a matter of life. And so this is a practice for that. For people who have not been on the air, for people to speak, get away from that mic fright and just really have a good time. We have a lot of fun. And again, food will be served. At this time, I'll take one last check-in for any late check-ins, any call sign. Please check in now.
Transmitting.
NY, JJ.
Transmitting. Button. Pass the song.
Okay, NYBJJ recognized. Anyone else? Okay, this net will be followed by the Limewalk Swap and Shop. George is under the weather, so I will run the Swap and Shop again.
Complete.
And then that will be followed by Radio Newsline. I'd like to thank everyone for signing in this evening. Please be safe out there. We hope to see all of you at Field Day. Get on the air. Support Limewalk in its Field Day effort. Have a lot of fun. Good food. Good camaraderie. Good training. 7-3 to all. K2KMB closing the net at 2058. 7-3.
K2KMB.
station. Can you give me a call sign again? We're going to start the line on chat.
KC2KEL.
Okay, I'm copying KC2KEL, is that correct?
Echo Echo Lima. Kilo code 2, Echo Echo Lima. Number 5 at Crossfield, New Jersey. Just want to see if I'm heading to the computer.
Yes, you are, Bob. Room number 80 repeater. And I believe there's nothing going on, which is in some of the repeaters. Alright, this is KCKND, and we'll be running the Limelock Swap and Shop. If at any time in the net you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on the traffic. This net meets every Monday night after the Limelock Info Net. That'll make it easier. If you have traffic for the net, please and a price. I know sometimes that's a little difficult to give the pricing, but still in all, it makes for a little bit easier. So, the contact information, guidance, and the pricing. Okay, at this time we'll take OK call. OK call signing into the Limelock. Swap it. Please sign in now.
K2FYJ supporting. Good evening, Rich.
Okay, I do think we're getting some ducking, which is taking out some of the signals. I got KBCV with traffic, KB2OIE, and I know there were a couple of other K calls. So the K calls, please continue to sign in.
KC2FYJ supporting.
And KC2FYJ. At the time, we'll take all W calls. All W calls, please sign in.
WB2BEZ supporting.
And WB2BEZ. At the time, we'll take all N calls. At the time, we'll take any call sign that has not signed in already.
AD2ESY.
This is WI2M in support.
Alright, we have KD2ESY and WI2M, and one last call for any station signing into the Limelock Swap and Shop. Okay, we have Gene, KD2VCD with traffic. Gene, go ahead with your traffic.
Very good, Rich. Thank you. This is Gene, K2BCV. Have a want for two items. Item number one is a Helicrafters. H is in hotel, A is in alpha, number 5, VFO. That's a Helicrafters HA5 VFO. That's for a want. Second want is for an ICO, 722 VFO. Please contact me at k2bcv@aol.com. Or you can call me at area code 631, and the phone number is 413-4251. I repeat, 631-413-4251.
Connect. All right. Gene, KQVCV is looking for two ZFOs. One is the HA5, Helicraft is HA5, and the other is an ICO 722 VO. And Gene, I'm wondering whether you did try to get hold of John. KD2HBS. I know we had a 722 at one point from Andy's stuff. I don't know if that was still there. And possibly the Halifax. Anyway, Gene can be reached in KTVCV. Gene, I have it in AOL.com. Is that correct?
Correct, Rich. And I did get in contact with John. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that's still unreported. Anyway, kcvcv@aol.com if you have either of those two VFOs. Or you can call Gene at 631-413-4251. Now, from Limelock's part, it's just been so many different things, but we have some RG58. See, actually, I have about one section, it's about 200 feet. and we'd ask $35 for that. I think there's another, and that's with Coaxial Connects money. And I believe there's another one of about 100 deep, and look for probably $20 for that. So if you need some RG58 with the connectors on there, one of that 200 feet, we'll verify that. That's a good point. Could be 150 feet. I was trying to lay it out on property. But in any event, we'll give you an exact measurement if we collect the money. Now also, at field day, not sure how I'm going to do it. We'll advertise it. We do have some of our equipment that we get rid of, can't even speak. Stand by one. We have a Kenwood TS-440 with the auto tuner. I believe we're going to get rid of our ICOM 706 Mark G. And we may have a 847, all of which are in good condition, tested, working, and I'm trying to upgrade equipment and get rid of some of our older equipment. And plus, we're going to get rid of our tower sections, and we're going to get rid of our beams. So, we'll have a listing of it, and we want Limelight members the first opportunity, but I think we'll also make it open to those who show up at field day. Not sure how we'll do it. Could be a silent auction. Could be just a price on it. Anyway, look for those items. Some really good stuff if you're looking for a decent radio or a good radio to get on. Okay. At this time, is there anyone else with traffic for the net? Okay, then. We'd like to, first of all, wish George a speedy recovery. And we have K2VCV, thank you, KB2ORE, KC2FYJ, WB2BEZ, KD2ESY, and UI2M. One quick reminder, because I forgot to mention also on the internet, and that is that starting on July, and I'll get this day right, July 12th, Friday night, we'll have a check-in net. First it'll be check-in if we're going to expand into a real net, but check-in on 220. Starting at 8:30, check in on 1.2 gig at 9 o'clock. It'll give us a good idea of who's out there, what equipment you have, and whether you can reach the repeaters. Okay, the HKMD closing the Limelight swappage. Let me double check my time here at 21:08. This net will be followed by a radio news line, in which you'll have to give me a minute to set it up. 7-3 to all, hope to see you all at field day. Be safe out there. KTKNB.
Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2433, with a release date of Friday, June 14th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is UST. Germany simplifies its remote operations requirements. A deadly cyclone brings a man home after 4 years. And Newsline's tribute to Field Day. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2433 comes your way right now. From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Our top story takes us to Germany, where the arrival of June 24th will herald much-anticipated changes for some hams. On that day, revisions to the Amateur Radio Ordinance take effect, granting simplified remote operating privileges to holders of a Class A license, the highest of the country's now 3 licenses. The ability to operate remotely has been a sought-after opportunity for many hams who want to stay active on the air, but are not permitted to install antennas at their residence or suffer from a significant amount of electromagnetic interference there. A project being undertaken by DARC, Germany's National Amateur Radio Organization, is bringing remote operation home, so to speak, by building a network of remote stations around the country that will be accessible to Class A hams in these situations. The development of the stations was funded from DARC plus membership funds. As reported recently by Radio DARC, 13 projects are going forward. Visitors to the Ham Radio Fair in Friedrichshafen later this month will be present as the first of those stations is unveiled. There are other plans in Germany during a big ham radio weekend this month. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, fills us in.
As Ham Radio Friedrichshafen prepares to welcome visitors from the 28th to the 30th of June, Germany itself is going to welcome the first amateur radio operator to hold the country's new Class N license. Candidates who have been studying for the big day can sit the Class N license exam at Friedrichshafen, where two of the earliest tests have been...
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Being given on the 28th and the 29th. A passing grade will give his newest amateurs access to 70 centimeters, 2 meters, and 10 meters at a maximum power of 10 watts. The 47th edition of the International Radio Trade Fair, Europe's largest, takes its inspiration this year from the Islands on the Air Award scheme, marking its 80th anniversary. The Youth Ham Camp and Ham Rally are both returning following their absence during the COVID pandemic. More than 300 commercial exhibitors and associations are expected to be on hand as well. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The ARRL is not the only membership organization to have suffered an attack on its website recently. On May 30th, the Society of Broadcast Engineers had its website content and pages removed by malware, according to an earlier SBE announcement. On June 5th, an updated article posted on RadioWorld.com said that the malware has since been removed and the SBE's website is back up and running. The SBE said it was able to restore its website content from a backup. The Society assured a member that none of their data had been compromised and they are now running scans to verify that any remnants from the attack have been eradicated. The SBE comprises 116 chapters and more than 4,500 members who work in the broadcast and multimedia technology fields. Cyclone Rahul devastated homes and destroyed lives as it swept through parts of India and Bangladesh in May, but no one expected the deadly storm to help one family find wholeness amid the wreckage. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has that story.
Believed to be dead after he'd gone missing 4 years ago, a fish merchant from Bangladesh was reunited with his family, even as Cyclone Rahul was poised to destroy thousands of other life. While evacuating a district in West Bengal to shelters to prepare for the coming storm, a civil defense worker, Anoop Samal, noticed a man who was sitting alone at an embankment talking quietly to himself incoherently. According to media reports, authorities recognized that the man was a Bangladeshi who had somehow become displaced. They contacted the West Bengal Radio Club, which has expertise in assisting in missing persons cases. The club had...
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
The club had already sent many of its members to Saga Island to assist with emergency communications during the cyclone, but the hams remaining reached out to amateur radio operators in Bangladesh. Radio operators there were able to locate men's